Red Cliff's Chad Abel says they started seeing Phragmites pop up around the reservation. He says the invasive grass seemed to be spreading from their wastewater treatment plant. The EPA recently awarded the tribe more than $50,000 to study if that's the case for their plant and two others in Washburn and Bayfield. If so, Abel says removal may prove costly, up to $400,000.
These are three small communities along the Shawangunk Bay. That's a stretch for any community to come up with those kind of dollars in order to do what everybody knows is the right thing to do.
Abel says funding will also be used to study alternatives for dewatering sludge at treatment plants. An EPA spokeswoman says the project is part of a widespread effort to protect wetlands along Lake Superior from an invasive species infestation. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio.